The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 26, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on March 28th, 2010, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 26.
Так сегодня читаем Бхагавад-гиту, 7 глава, текст 26.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vedaham samatitani. Vedaham samatitani.
Vedaham samatitani.
Vartamanani charjuna.
Vartamanani charjuna.
Vartamanani charjuna.
Vartamanani charjuna.
Bhavishyani cha
bhutani. Bhavishyani cha bhutani.
Bhavishyani cha bhutani.
Bhavishyani cha bhutani.
Mam tu veda na kashchana.
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 Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. Purport. Here, the question of impersonality and personality is clearly stated. If Krishna, the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, were Maya, material, as the impersonalists consider him to be, then like the living entity, he would change his body and forget everything about his past life. Anyone with a material body cannot remember his past life, nor can he foretell his future life, nor can he predict the outcome of his present life. Therefore, he cannot know what is happening in past, present, and future. Unless one is liberated from material contamination, he cannot know past, present, and future. Unlike the ordinary human being, Krishna clearly states that he completely knows what happened in the past, what is happening in the present, and what will happen in the future. In the fourth chapter we have seen that Lord Krishna remembers instructing Vivishvan, the sun god, millions of years ago. Krishna knows every living entity because he is situated in every living being's heart as a super soul, but despite his presence in every living entity as super soul and his presence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the less intelligent, even if he is able to realize the impersonal Brahman, cannot realize Sri Krishna as the Supreme Person. Certainly, the transcendental body of Sri Krishna is not perishable. He is just like the sun and Maya is like a cloud. In the material world, we can see that there is the sun and that there are clouds and different stars and planets. The clouds may cover all these in the sky temporarily, but this covering is only apparent to our limited vision. The sun, moon, and stars are not actually covered. Similarly, Maya cannot cover the Supreme Lord. By his internal potency, he is not manifest to the less intelligent class of men. As it is stated in the third verse of this chapter, out of millions and millions of men, some try to become perfect in this human form of life. And out of thousands and thousands of such perfected men, hardly one can understand what Lord Krishna is. Even if one is perfect, even if one is perfected by realization of impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma, he cannot possibly understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, without being in Krishna consciousness. Shri Guru Shri Jata Bala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunata Vita Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lali Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. So, would you rather be connected or disconnected?
Так вы хотите быть подключенными или отсоединенными?
It's like these light bulbs. Here's an example. It's like this light bulb here. It is functioning very nicely at the present moment. Because it is connected with the powerhouse, you understand? But if it becomes disconnected from the power, then it doesn't function properly. So this connection with the powerhouse is very important. So at the present moment in the material civilization, we are disconnected from the powerhouse. Therefore, we are having so many problems. Because we are not connected with the powerhouse. The process of connecting with the powerhouse is called religion.
Процесс воссоединения с источником питания называется религией.
But nowadays, religion is not properly understood.
Но в наше время религию неправильно понимают.
The atheists do not understand what is religion.
Атеисты не понимают, что такое религия.
And most of the theists also do not understand what is religion. Most of the theists, those who believe in God, their understanding is not scientific. Because the religionists do not possess a scientific understanding of God,
потому что последователи религии они не
Therefore, atheism is increasing.
Они не учитывают научное понимание Бога, поэтому атеизм увеличивается.
People take religion as some set of rituals to fulfill material desires.
Религию воспринимают как какой-то ритуалы какие-то, которыми можно.
So if you can get your material desires fulfilled without the rituals, then why bother with religion?
Если мы можем свои материальные желания удовлетворить и без религии, то зачем ее пользоваться вообще?
But that is not religion.
Это не религия.
That's a fact. You don't need religion to fulfill your material desires. That's a fact.
Это факт, что не нужна религия для исполнения материальных желаний.
Because your material desires will be fulfilled by your karma. They will come by cutting your karma, you will get your desires fulfilled.
Материальные желания исполняются в соответствии с кармой.
The purpose of religion means you reconnect yourself with that source of your existence.
Суть религии в том, чтобы воссоединиться с источником вашего существования.
You see, that brings you into a state of perfect harmony with the source of all existence. Which means you become qualitatively one with that supreme source of all existence. Although one is quantitatively different from that source, he becomes qualitatively one with that source. That source is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
Этот источник, он полон вечности, знаний и блаженства.
And when you reconnect yourself with that source, then you regain your eternal, all blissful, all knowing nature.
Если мы воссоединимся с этим источником, то мы также наполнимся вечностью, знанием и блаженством.
So that is the real purpose of religion.
Вот это и есть суть религии.
Not the fulfillment of material desires.
Не для выполнения материальных.
But to reconnect yourself, to dovetail with that original source of existence. And to regain the same nature as that original source of existence. So, what is that dovetailing process? What is that reconnecting process? How do you connect with anybody? How do you make a connection with anybody? By trying to exploit them for your enjoyment? No. You cannot connect with a person through exploitation. If you want to connect with a person, you must do it through loving relationship.
Чтобы соединиться с кем-то, нужно обладать любовью.
And love means service.
А любовь означает служение.
If I truly love you, then I will be very happy to serve you.
Я действительно тебя люблю, я буду очень счастлив тебе служить.
So that is the process of reconnecting with that original source of our existence. Through loving service, we reconnect with God or that source of our existence. You may say, but what service does He want of me? How am I to know what service He wants? I cannot see Him. How am I to know what service He wants? But that He is described in Bhagavad Gita. Exactly what service He wants us to render to Him. So we don't have to speculate. We don't have to guess. Simply we have to hear Bhagavad Gita. And that Supreme Person, the source of all existence, has clearly revealed to us exactly what He wants us to do. In hundreds of verses, He explains in full detail how to reconnect with him. Manmana mama madbhakto majaji mam namaskuru mam vivashashi upayavang atmanang magpadayanah. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text number 34, I think it is. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances and worship me. Being fully absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
Bhagavad Gita 9:34.
You mind it? Yeah, it's 9:34. Did you read it? 9:34.
Всегда думай обо мне, стань моим преданным. Падай предо мной ниц и поклоняйся мне, полностью сосредоточенный на мне, ты непременно придешь ко мне.
Now someone may say, but mean I'm supposed to think about God?
Кто-то может сказать, я должен думать о Боге?
You see, they may find some difficulty with that. You see. Just like in Christianity, there's this idea that God is some big, you know, policeman out there in the sky who will zap you with thunderbolts. Zap! You do something wrong. See?
Христианство понимание Бога такое, что это какой-то великий полицейский, который во всех.
So someone may say, "Well, I'm only to think about God once a week for an hour when I go to church, but after that, please don't ask me to think about God."
Я хожу в церковь один раз в неделю, час думаю о Боге, но, Боже мой, не больше.
I mean, it's too scary, you know.
Это слишком страшно.
But that means they don't understand what is. They don't understand that God is. I mean, God's really cool, you know. God is really cool, you know.
Бог он очень клевый на самом деле.
In this material world, you know, we like to meditate on different. Hero, just like when I was growing, everybody was meditating on the Beatles, you know. Yeah, the Beatles were really cool, you know, John and Paul and Ringo and George. Yeah, meditate on the Beatles.
John, Paul, Ringo, George, они очень клевые были, мы на них стали медитировали.
Because, you know, they made attractive music, they had, you know, they did things that were everybody thought was really cool, and so everybody liked to think about the Beatles and talk about the Beatles.
Они музыку хорошую делали, с ними все было очень классно, поэтому все они разговаривали постоянно.
So, what if there's somebody who's, if you take John, Paul, George, and Ringo and you merge them all together into one and multiply it by 10 billion and all the other great heroes in the history of the world?
Если взять этих четырех битлов, сложить их и еще умножить на миллиард где-то.
That's Krishna. Krishna is the supreme superstar. I mean, there's nobody more cool than Krishna. I mean, talk about good looking. I mean, oh, he's really a good looking fellow.
You know?
Talk about charming qualities, you know. Can you imagine some guy with 16,000 girlfriends, how charming he must be, you know? I mean, he has everything, you know. Everything that's attractive, Krishna has it. If somebody's super rich, yeah, everybody's attracted. That guy has a lot of money.
Yeah.
Maybe I can make friends with him and be on his good side. Well, Krishna declares in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. I own everything.
Krishna говорит в Бхагавад-гите, я всем владею.
So not only he is the ultimately richest person in all of existence, he's also the most beautiful person.
I
mean, everything about him is beautiful. He's the original flute player. He's the original musician. When he makes music, it's so attractive that even the animals are in ecstasy to hear his music. You show me any musician on this planet who can attract all the animals also. If they could set up their band down at the zoo, you know, and all the animals would be going, wow.
Они там в зоопарке концерт устроят, и все животные будут просто плясать.
The music here just isn't that attractive. I mean, yesterday we were coming on the Superstar from that ship, the Superstar from Helsinki to Tallinn, and there was some band that was set up there in the port playing their music. You see.
Вчера приехали на Суперстар на таком корабле, и там в порту какая-то банда играла.
And there was an announcement, everybody, please protect your ears.
То есть там было такое объявление, что берегите уши, пожалуйста.
So instead of thinking, oh, open your ears up so you can just go deep into this music, no, protect your ears from this music.
То есть вместо того, чтобы наоборот, погрузитесь в эту музыку, наоборот, объявляется, защищайте
свои уши. So Krishna's music is not like that. People aren't blocking their ears. And Krishna makes his music.
Музыка у Кришны не такая, что люди уши затыкают.
They just want to drink that music into their ears, deeper, 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 deeper into their ears.
Хотят пить эту музыку своими ушами все глубже и глубже.
Not only his music, but I mean everything about him, you know.
Не только его музыка, а вообще все в нем.
It's like they have these fashion magazines, you know, the latest, coolest fashions.
То есть, например, магазин моды.
So, Krishna is the most fashionable of all dressers. Even when he was jumping from the Kadamba tree into the Jamuna River to subdue the Kaliya serpent,
даже когда он прыгал с дерева Кадамба в Ямуну, чтобы сразиться с Кали,
he was getting ready to fight and with a big, huge serpent, multi-headed serpent.
Такой горыныч, несколько голов, очень большой, он с ним сражаться.
Before he jumped in the river, what did he do?
Прежде чем прыгнуть, что он сделал?
He made sure to adjust his clothes so he was nicely dressed.
Он так немножечко поправил одежду, чтобы он красиво выглядел.
So, Krishna is the supreme musician, he's the supreme dresser, I mean, he's the supreme wealthy. Every way he's super attractive.
Кришна он супер музыкант, супер богач, супер модник, ну во всех смыслах супер.
Once people actually understand who is this Krishna, you see.
И немногие понимают, кто это такой Кришна.
All the fan magazines will be about Krishna.
Все такие.
It's like they have these, you know, movie star magazines, athletic musician magazine, to hear all about the latest things their movie stars and their music stars are doing.
Много таких журналов для фанатов, там разные суперзвезды.
Once people really understand who is Krishna,
если люди однажды поймут, кто такой Кришна,
all the movie star magazines and the rock musician magazines will all be about Krishna.
Все вот эти журналы, они будут о Кришне.
Because there's nobody more attractive, more wonderful, more amazing, more astounding, more stupendous than Krishna. Sorry.
Такого замечательного, обворожительного, прекрасного, как Кришна.
You can come up with a million words describing the qualities of Krishna. That wouldn't even be a start of his glories. You understand?
То есть можно миллиард слов, наверное, найти, описывающие великолепие Кришны, но это даже.
There is no limit to the glories of Krishna.
Это даже и близко не сравнится с тем, как на самом деле.
So once you get on this track of trying to be Krishna conscious.
Как только мы встаем на путь обрести сознание Кришны.
And you just try to increase your Krishna consciousness every day.
Каждый день просто пытайтесь увеличить свое сознание Кришны.
You'll be like, wow, what was I missing before? I mean, I was really missing out by not being Krishna conscious.
Потом поймешь, что я же на самом деле столько терял, когда не находился.
Now I feel myself to be the most fortunate person in the whole universe.
Теперь я чувствую себя самым удачным человеком во всей вселенной.
Whether I have money, whether I don't have money, whether people like me, they hate me, it doesn't matter anymore.
То есть есть деньги, нет денег, любят люди, не любят, не волнует вообще.
Because I have Krishna consciousness.
Потому что у меня есть сознание Кришны.
So, we have a special organization.
У нас особая организация такая.
A very special society.
Такое необычное общество.
In fact, it is the most special organization, the most special society anywhere throughout the entire universe. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So someday it will be the Interplanetary Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Однажды мы будем межпланетное общество сознания Кришны.
As we send our preachers to other planets.
Потому что проповедники будут на другие планеты летать.
After we make the entire Earth planet Krishna conscious, then we can send our preachers to all the planets throughout the whole universe.
Когда планета Земля станет полностью, значит, Кришна, можно уже на другие планеты.
And then once this universe is completely Krishna conscious,
когда эта вселенная полностью заполнится сознанием Кришны,
there are millions and billions of other universes beyond the universal coverings.
Еще миллионы и миллиарды других вселенных.
And then we can expand it into the Universal Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Тогда мы можем межгалактичное такое общество.
The point is that there's nothing more exciting, nothing more thrilling,
нет ничего более такого,
nothing more satisfying,
чего-то более такого удовлетворительного,
nothing more invigorating. Giving life. Giving life.
Yeah.
Nothing more uplifting. Nothing more thrilling than Krishna consciousness. So we're inviting all of you to make this experiment. You have been through millions and millions of lifetimes. In the cycle of birth and death. We are asking you to make an experiment. For this one lifetime, simply try to absorb yourself fully in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. In whatever you're doing, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're here at the temple, whether you're out in traffic, whether you're at the dentist's office, or whether you're in line at the grocery store, wherever you may be, at school, wherever you may be, try to remember Krishna. Try to see that everything around you, the country of Estonia, the continent of Europe, the whole planet, Earth, the whole universe. Try to see that everything that exists is nothing but the energy of Krishna. And that it is all emanating from the Supreme, all-beautiful, all-powerful person.
И это все исходит из Верховного Господа.
Bhagavad-gita 6.30, you can look it up. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam shai mai pashyati tashaham na pranashyami satchamena pranashyati. Krishna says, from one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
В 6 главе, 30 тексте Бхагавад-гиты Кришна говорит, для того, кто видит меня во всем сущем, и все сущее во мне, я никогда не буду потерян, и он никогда не будет потерян для меня.
I can guarantee you this.
Вот это я вам гарантирую.
If you will train yourself to see Krishna everywhere,
если вы натренируетесь так, чтобы будете везде видеть Кришну,
and to see Krishna within everything,
и Кришна во всем,
the whole world will be transformed. You will see how beautiful everything is everywhere.
Вы начнете понимать, насколько все красиво.
Yesterday we were crossing, as I mentioned, we were crossing the Gulf of Finland, the superstar.
Я уже упоминал, вчера мы пересекали Финский залив на суперстаре.
And it was cold, dark. I see all the big chunks of ice. It was just like this really cold, dark atmosphere out there in the Gulf.
Очень такая холодная атмосфера морская. Там глыбы льда плавали.
But when we arrived in Terminal D,
но когда мы пришли в терминал D,
it was like entering another world. You see.
Это было такое чувство, как будто.
And the devotees were there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. They were singing and dancing in ecstasy.
Все там пели, плясали, блаженство просто.
The whole terminal vibrated with the holy names.
Весь D терминал наполнился святыми именами.
So all these people coming from Finland, and they came to Tallinn. Actually, they didn't come to Tallinn. They came to the spiritual world.
На самом деле, вот все эти фильмы, которые плыли в Таллин, они на самом деле не в Таллин попали, а в духовный мир.
So in this way, the ugly, drab Terminal D.
Таким образом, такой затрепанный терминал D
was transformed into a Vaikuntha planet.
Он стал планетой Вайкунтхи.
And it became the most ecstatic thing.
И это очень такая великолепная вещь.
So in this way, you can turn your icy, cold, dark, drab existence.
Таким вот образом можно изменить свое холодное такое.
Into a simply wonderful festival of bliss.
Просто превратить его в великолепный фестиваль.
By chanting this magic mantra.
Повторяя эту великолепную мантру.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I can ask now if there are any questions.
Теперь вопросы.
Правда, что американцев мало не выучают? Ну, это то, что американцы, пусть они все выучают.
Is that true that Americans, they have like mentality, they
I'm the best in the world,
like we're the best in the world?
Yes.
Да.
Next question.
Maybe this is our material mind, but it's possible to explain for us how Krishna sees the future, because we are little independent, our choice depends how Krishna sees my future.
Can you help me? I'm deaf, so.
Okay. And Krishna sees past, present, and future.
Yes.
Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we have little independence, little bit, like souls. And how Krishna sees our future?
How can see our future?
How Krishna sees our future?
It's very easy for him to see our future.
Мы маленькие такие души.
Past
непонятно, каким образом Кришна видит наш будущее.
У нас маленький выбор.
На свободу выбора.
past, present, and future are our vision.
Прошлое, настоящее и будущее — это наше видение.
From Krishna's perspective, there is only the eternal present.
С точки зрения Кришны существует только вечное настоящее.
The past, present, and future is our, in one sense, illusion.
Это прошлое, настоящее, будущее в нашем смысле — это иллюзия.
Srila Prabhupada explains, in the spiritual world, time is conspicuous by its absence.
В духовном мире Srila Prabhupada объясняет, в духовном мире как бы не существует времени.
So we are simply dreaming this thing, past, present, and future.
То есть это нам как бы просто как будто снится. Прошлое, настоящее, будущее.
Actually, the reality is the eternal present.
На самом деле, реальность — это вечное, настоящее.
So for Krishna, it's not difficult because he is in the realm of the eternal present. It's not difficult for him to see past, present, future.
Для Кришны не тяжело видеть прошлое, настоящее, будущее, потому что он живет в вечной реальности.
For one who is caught up in past, present, and future,
кто попался,
he cannot see.
Времени он не видит.
But for one who is liberated from it, he can easily see past, present, and future. Not only Krishna, but the great devotees also. They are trikala gya. They are the perfect knowers of past, present, and future. Therefore, you can see in the Bhagavatam, so many predictions are there. What will happen hundreds of thousands of years from now. Kalki avatar is mentioned. The village he will take birth in is mentioned. His parents' names are mentioned. What color horse he will ride on, it is mentioned. What he will do, it is all mentioned
there.
And you may be surprised to learn that there are two kings alive right now on this planet. Who are bona fide Kshatriya kings in the Surya and Chandra dynasties.
То есть это два царя, они авторитетные, они до сих пор живут.
They are hiding.
Они просто прячутся.
They are just waiting, and once Kalki comes and does his business, then they will take up the royal dynasty, the moon and sun dynasties will be revived. We will have Vedic Kshatriyas again after Kalki's cleansing program.
То есть они просто ждут вот эту очистительную программу Калки, когда они тогда снова власть возьмут в свои руки.
A new Satya Yuga will come and we will have Vedic kings, authorized Vedic kings in that line of the Surya dynasty and the Chandra dynasty. You'll have those Vedic kings.
То есть опять век Сатья наступит и будут там править два авторитетных царя.
This perfect knowledge is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Prabhu, does that answer your question? Very good. Okay, so there are any other questions?
Well, some men, they fear God, and they think a little about Him, but how can they change to, in a positive way, to think about Him in a positive way?
Yes. If you will, take prasadam. Especially, you know, the Sunday love feast. Here at the Hare Krishna temple. You will get a new vision of God. You will not be afraid of God anymore. You'll think, oh, God has appeared in the form of these foodstuffs. Wow! You will become a lover of God just by taking this prasadam. So, any other question?
Yeah.
How we can
love
somebody that we cannot see them?
How can
we love somebody who we didn't see many times?
Well, why don't you see him then? Why don't you qualify yourself to see God? You want to see God? We will teach you how to see God.
Huh? You don't want to see? I want to love God, but I don't want to see Him.
Really? You don't want to see God?
Точно не хочешь? Но он уже здесь, я его вижу каждый день.
Yes, Krishna has appeared in a form in which you can see Him.
Да, Кришна в такой форме есть, которая для вашего зрения предназначена.
He has appeared in a form which is visible to your material eyes.
Он в форме находится, которая видима для ваших материальных глаз.
So, if you will sing and dance in ecstasy in front of Sri Sri Gornitai,
если будете перед ним вот в этой форме танцевать,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The dormant love of God, which is there within your heart,
это пробудет в вас любовь, которая находится в вашем сердце.
It will become revived.
Как освободиться.
And your heart will melt in the ecstasy of love of God.
И сердце, оно просто расплавится от любви к Богу.
Does that answer your question?
Ответил на вопрос.
So, any other question?
Еще вопрос может?
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't feel the company of God, His appearance, presence.
Yes, that means we are covered by the three modes of material nature.
Это значит, что мы покрыты тремя годами природы.
Just like yesterday when we were crossing the Gulf of Finland. It was very dark and gray. We could not see the sun. Actually, the sun was shining. Because we were covered by the clouds, we could not see the sun. So actually, Krishna is present before you this very minute. But because you are covered by the clouds of material consciousness, you cannot see God. But if you will cleanse your heart by developing this mood of bhakti or service to the Lord,
развивая вот это вот настроение служения любовного к нему,
then you will see God.
Да, в скором времени можно увидеть.
You have to take the medicinal process.
Нужно принять этот вот медицинский процесс.
It is given by Brahmaji in the Brahma Samhita.
Это дан нам
Preman janachodito bhakti valochanena santaksa daiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shamashunjaram chintya gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. So, if you want to see God, you have to purify your eyes.
Если хотите у Бога увидеть, нужно глаза протереть.
There is a special ointment for purifying the eye.
Есть специальное средство, чтобы очистить глаза.
It is called Prem Anjana.
Называется Prem Anjana.
The ointment of love of God.
Любовь к Богу.
So normally when we apply ointment to the eyes,
это как масло такое. То есть нормально, если мы используем это лекарство для глаз.
We go like this. We put some ointment, you know, and like that we apply ointment to the eye. But this ointment is different style of ointment.
Но вот это вот средство, оно.
This ointment you put in your ears.
Это очень интересно, его нужно в уши заливать.
And you take it through your ears into your heart.
И через уши оно достигает сердца.
And then from your heart it comes and it purifies your vision.
И сердце, оно уже как, очищает наши
so,
глаза.
This ointment is to hear the glories of Krishna.
И это средство, это слышать славу.
From the lips of the pure devotees.
Из уст чистых преданных.
So, by hearing the glories of Krishna from the lips of the pure devotees, then your vision will become purified.
И слушая вот истории, прославляющие Кришну из уст чистых преданных, мы сможем его увидеть.
And if you continue hearing,
если мы будем продолжать слушать,
your vision will become more purified, more purified, more purified.
И чем больше мы слушаем, тем больше наше видение очищается.
And that day will come when you will see how Krishna is standing in front of you. Face to face you will see Krishna.
И один день вы просто увидите Кришну лицом к лицу, как он стоит перед вами.
You simply have to continue this chanting and hearing process.
Просто продолжайте процесс повторения и слушания.
Does that answer your question?
Ответил на него.
Okay, then question then.
I have a question about literature. There are many different books in Vedas, yes? And they are in three gunas. Veda literature is in three gunas. And this Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, they are in Sattva Guna. But maybe when I am not Sattva myself, I am Tamas or Rajas, maybe I should not read the Bhagavad Gita, but this Puranas.
She says that Vedic literatures, there are three kinds in three moods. Like in the said, that Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, they're under the mood of goodness. But maybe I'm not so sattvic. Maybe I should read some Puranas.
Are you addicted to meat eating?
Мясо едите?
No. Oh, okay. Then you're sattvic.
But that was благости.
There is a Purana for meat eaters. They can take a goat on the dark moon night and they can offer it to Goddess Kali. After whispering a mantra in the goat's ear that now I am killing you.
На ухо козлу мантру, вот сейчас я тебя убью.
And in the future, I am killing you to eat you. And in the future, you will kill me and eat me.
То есть я убью и съем тебя сейчас, но ты в будущем убьешь меня и тоже съешь.
That is a Puranic instruction, as in the Purana.
Это такое наставление дают Пураны.
For the meat eaters, you see.
Это для мясоеда.
But if you are not meat eater,
но так как вы не едите мясо,
and you are not sex monger.
И не
prostitute.
А, и не фанат такой сексуальный.
You're not a prostitute.
И не проститутка.
Then I recommend the Srimad Bhagavatam to you. That is your Not necessarily, but a person who is free of these sinful activities is a very good candidate for sattva guna.
То есть, ну, возможно и нет, но тот, кто освободился от вот этих дурных привычек, он кандидат на гуну благости.
Do you want to become a pure lover of God?
Хотите чистой любовницей Бога?
That is very something.
Это очень благостно.
You still want to enjoy material sense gratification. If you want to go to the heavenly planets, then there are other puranas for you.
Или если еще хотите понаслаждаться чувственным удовольствием и пойти на райские планеты, то.
But if you want to develop pure love for God, you are sattvic.
Если хотите развить любовь к Богу, это благость.
And you should read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam.
И нужно читать Бхагавад Гиту и Шримад Бхагаватам.
Because why? You get quicker result.
Но почему? Потому что результат быстрее придет.
You may say, but why the other Puranas are written by Vyas?
Но почему другие Пураны тоже написаны?
They are for persons in lower modes who are still addicted to material sense gratification, so they can gradually make progress to sattva-guna.
То есть эти другие, другая литература предназначена для людей более низким сознанием, чтобы они могли подняться до уровня благости.
This is the mercy of Vedavyas.
Это милость Вьясы.
He has an instruction for everybody on every level, whatever the level they may be on. There's an instruction for them.
Он дал наставление для всех уровней людей.
But for someone who has realized that love of God is the goal of my life, then there is the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Если кто-то понял, что любовь к Богу это цель моей жизни, для них Шримад Бхагаватам.
Does that answer your question?
Okay.
There was another yes, ma'am.
Is there a possibility that some planetary cataclysm in 2012?
So, it has been very much advertised in the media, and Hollywood has made a big movie out of it also.
Это очень так рекламируется в медиа, и Голливуд даже снял фильм из этого.
This 2012 thing will be very profitable for Hollywood.
Эта тема 2012 года была очень.
But the actual.
Очень такая денежная для Голливуда.
But the actual cataclysm is hundreds of thousands of years from now.
Но на самом деле катаклизм произойдет намного позже.
Don't worry about 2012. Just worry about 2010. Learn how to be Krishna conscious right now, you see. You know, some think of the whole world being destroyed, but actually our whole world can be, each one of our worlds can be destroyed at any minute.
Что там мир уничтожится в 2012-м. На самом деле, в любой момент может взять...
By a traffic accident.
Ну, не знаю.
By cancer.
Мы умрем от рака.
By murder.
Нас убьют или там...
By terrorist attack.
Атака террористов.
Our world can end any minute.
И наш мир таким образом прекратит существование в любом
момент. Can any of us guarantee we will live for another 24 hours?
Кто гарантирует, что он будет жить еще 24 часа следующего?
So for each individual, death is cataclysmic.
Для каждого индивидуума.
So we will take shelter of Krishna.
Так что примите прибежище Кришны.
Death will no longer be cataclysmic.
И смерть, она больше не будет таким катаклизмом.
We will simply use death as a stepping stone to enter into the eternal pastimes of God.
Просто использовать будем смерть как ступень перед тем, как войти в Царство Божие.
So, don't worry about cataclysm.
Не беспокойтесь там о катаклизмах.
Just be Krishna conscious.
Просто будьте сознающим Кришну.
And you will conquer over all cataclysms.
Так победить можно все катаклизмы.
So, we will stop here.
Так тут остановимся.
And we thank you all very much for participating in this Hare Krishna movement.
Спасибо всем, что пришли в это движение.
Please, become more and more absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Пожалуйста, погрузитесь более.
I guarantee you, if you will do that,
и я обещаю, если вы так сделаете,
you will experience a life which is ever increasingly sublime.
Вы тогда испытаете такую жизнь, где блаженство всегда увеличивается.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Is Grace Sankarshan Prabhu ki
jai.